Praise the Lord, everybody. I can tell you're going to make me work hard today. It's okay, I'm used to it. I'm not afraid to work hard. I mean, preaching. Jesus preached to the dead, you know. I'm just kidding. Just a few of you. I'm sure you're up celebrating the fireworks too late or doing who knows what. It's good to be here. It's always good to see you. I always regret the people that I don't see. See people that are letting themselves go, and it just breaks my heart. But the Bible tells us that there will be a falling away before those days come. It does not tell us that there will be revival, but there will be a falling away. There will be people that will stop serving God. They'll stop coming to church. They'll first do it under the guise of God understands, or this is the reason, or that's the reason. But it's always a heart issue. And I only say that because you need to know if your heart is failing you, you need to get to an altar. This is not the time or the day or the hour for us to let ourselves go. Hell continues to make more room. If you disagree with that, I love you, but I could care less. That's biblical. The only way to combat that is through truth. You can't beat around the bush anymore. You know, we can't hope people catch hints. People don't catch hints. There's not one person in this congregation today that catches a hint. That's why sometimes you gotta have one-on-ones, Bible studies, in person. Those are the things that make the differences. And that's not because we're rebellious, just our nature. Satan always tells you he's preaching to somebody else. I've had people come up to me after service and say, boy, I'm glad you preached that. Boy, I was looking at so-and-so to see if they got it. And I'm thinking, boy, yeah, you just missed that altogether, didn't you? Anyway, let me get to my patriotic message, shall I? And I'm not preaching this because, but I felt like it was perfectly fitting. Isaiah 61 and 1. The choir did a great job. Thank you. I also want to thank all these men, and I don't know that there are any ladies. I always try to get different groups from time to time, but these men that are always mowing and weed whacking every week and taking care of our property. Daniel came out to mow here, and he called me up. He said, does the new property need mowed? I thought, brother, if you're asking me if we need help, you can just put a stamp of yes right there every day. And anyway, he brought his mower with him, and he went down there and mowed that after he mowed here. So greatly appreciated. I know some people are still traveling in the holidays, and you know all that spiel. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, Isaiah said, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Jesus echoed these same words in Luke chapter 4, while preaching, he shared the words of Isaiah. And with that, I'd like to preach to you. I'm not sure who's praying, but I would like to preach to you on this title, Land of the Free. Land of the Free. Go ahead and pray for us.
Gracious Father, we love you, Lord, and we thank you for this wonderful Sunday morning. God, to gather in your house, Lord, in one mind and one accord. God, we thank you, Lord, for every person that's here and those that are watching online. God, we ask, Lord, that as Pastor speaks the word, Lord, into the lives of your people today, that you speak through him, Lord. God, that you use
help us, gracious God. Hallelujah.
As your people have gathered in here, Lord, not wanting, Lord, just
another Sunday service or another Sunday message.
But God, to hear from you, Lord. God, to receive your message, Lord, with a good heart and a good mind and a good spirit, Lord. God, I ask,
Jesus, hallelujah.
God, that your perfect divine will is what takes place.
Lord, we bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All the Sunday glory, glory, glory. We ask all of this in the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. I'd like you to keep that screen up there unless you're showing scripture, please. Patrick Henry made this statement. How many of you do not know who Patrick Henry is? Raise your hand. If you do not, raise it high. If you do not know who Patrick Henry is, shame on the schools. He made this statement prior to the Revolutionary War. He said, give me liberty or give me death. It was March 23rd, 1775, during a speech at the Second Virginia Convention at St. John's Church. The purpose of the speech was to persuade Virginia's leaders to prepare for armed resistance against the Kingdom of Great Britain. Many colonists still hope for reconciliation with the British crown, but Henry believed that Britain had repeatedly ignored the colonies' petitions and was moving towards military force. His final statement in a several-page-long speech said, as he concluded, it said, it is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? I felt like someone just preached that on Wednesday night. What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Powerful statement. But there's something there I feel like has been overlooked for many, many, many years. And so I present this question to you. What freedoms did the colonists have? Do you know they had more freedoms than the English did? By 1716, 1770, most colonists owned property more easily than anybody in Europe. They could start a business and trade. They worshipped in various Christian denominational churches. Those were only more stringent based off of the colony. They elected local assemblies that passed many of their own laws. They had jury trials and protections under English common law. They could publish newspapers and criticize local officials more freely than many Europeans could. Many colonists considered themselves free Englishmen and believed they possessed the rights guaranteed by documents such as the Magna Carta or the English Bill of Rights. Doesn't sound like people that are too oppressed. Now let's look at what freedoms they did not have. They were still subjects of King George III. And when I share these with you, I'm going to give you just a little scriptural context beside them. Reminds me of the scripture says that they're rulers in high places. Parliament could pass laws affecting the colonies, so they were under still another authority, even though they enjoyed the freedoms that they did. Voting was generally limited to property-owning men, not all men, just property-owning men. Women could not vote. You know what that tells you? America began with learned behavior. We have become masters at excusing the rotten behavior of our children and adults in our world. And most behavior is all learned behavior. It's learned behavior. Even children with disabilities and disorders can still learn good behavior. You got quiet. I just took all the excuses away. Native Americans were often excluded from colonial political systems and faced continual encroachment upon their lands. So the freedoms that they had versus the freedoms that they did not have may seem trivial to many. And it might not seem like much of a big deal. But watch this. John Henry did not say, give me freedom or give me death. He said, give me liberty or give me death. Actually, in those days, the word freedom was not hardly used at all. The word liberty was more common concerning the lifestyle that they lived. Freedom was not a big word. It's more of a modern word than it was that back then at all, because liberty and freedom are not the same things. Liberty is the state of being free from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. When Patrick Henry used the word liberty, this is what he meant. One, freedom from tyranny. God told Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I am come down to deliver them. He also meant the right of self-government. The Lord also said concerning the Israelites, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. Everything that Patrick Henry desired was the things that the Bible also desires for mankind. The preservation of God-given rights. Also concerning the Israelites, says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men and places such as them to be rulers. And then he desired freedom from political bondage. And the scripture says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. All of the things that the colonists did not have was what Patrick Henry desired. They were already free people. They had more freedoms than the English did in the UK. They could go about their lives just like Israel in Goshen. Now, the word freedom means the power or right to act, to speak, to think without undue restraint or hindrance. Whoo, we got a lot of freedom in the United States. A lot of people with big mouths that don't know when to shut up. A lot of people just want to say whatever they want to say, call whoever what they want to call them, use whatever vulgarities they want to, and it's gotten 100 times worse. Do you know why? Because we are a people that values our freedom. But we do not seek liberty the way Patrick Henry did. And our nation is not a nation that is enjoying the liberties that God has afforded the church. Freedom, in short, is being released from something that holds you captive. So, to give you a little more narrow of a view, freedom means being released from something. Liberty, having the right and the ability to live as you ought. Freedom is the removal of chains. Liberty is learning how to live without them. Israel was freed from the chains of Egypt, but they did not know how to live without them. There are people here today, under the sound of my voice, you still live with chains in your mind, and you don't have a clue that you do. I'm going to help you know that. Don't worry. You still think the way you used to think. You still act the way you used to act, just in a different manner. You may, trying to think of a good example off the top of my head here. You may scream at God in the spirit, where in the past you just screamed at anybody else. It's all the same. You say, well, that doesn't make any sense. You haven't heard some of the prayers I've heard. You haven't heard people say the things that I've heard. And so the reason, you know, Israel built the golden calf is because they were free, but they did not know liberty yet. And they still reverted back to the same way of thinking while they were in Egypt. And I see many Christians today revert back to the same way of thinking. And so, to give you a biblical perspective, your liberty and mine has been on Satan's radar since the beginning of time. Galatians 2 and 4, it says, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, of the same, that they might bring us into bondage. So he said that there are false brothers that we don't know are false brethren who have come in and they have spied out our liberty. Their target is our liberty that we have in Christ Jesus. Why? Because they desire to bring us again into bondage. 2 Peter 2:19 says, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. That sounds like your government. Sounds like a lot of preachers. In the Old Testament, after Babylon had invaded, the Bible says that there were prophets that were prophesying peace, peace, but he said there's no such thing. It doesn't exist. They're just saying things to intoxicate the mind and to get you to think something. Do you know why we live in a world of entertainment? I mean, let's be real. Can I linger for a moment here? I'll get right back on my old soapbox and I'll still be on to the day I die. What is so hard about you shutting your phone off in church? I know you've got all the excuses. Well, I've got to do this and I've got... No, you don't. What'd you do before phones? What's so hard you have to check a text message or 10 of them in the middle of service? See, you're free to do as you want, but you have no liberty in the spirit. That's why some people can get no victory through the Lord because they have no liberty. See, Patrick Henry sought something far greater than just the ability to buy a house, pay taxes, go where I want to go, do what I want to do. As long as you submit to King, the King of your life, not that King, a worldly King, an earthly King. And we have so eagerly, in the natural and in the spirit, been willing to submit to authorities other than the authority of God. Now listen, it'd take me all day long and you wouldn't give me that time, so I got to try and drastically condense it. Satan has messed with our minds, with our heads. He leads us to believe things. There are people here, if you were to ask me, and you won't because you don't want the truth, if I thought you were on your way to heaven or on your way to hell, I'd tell you, you think you're on your way to heaven, but you're not. Because you're not living for God. You're living for yourself. Can I just preach real just for a moment? You see, that's what happens when we have freedom. We fail to understand what it's like to live with the liberty that God has afforded us. And I'm going to explain that further in a moment. And I'm not saying anything that I've said to be cruel. Just to be real and to be honest. And the apostles preach the same directness. Because we've learned to be content with freedom. And we have failed to recognize that many of us have no liberty in the spirit. We don't have liberty to worship God. You don't stand there like a bump on a log because you have liberty. It's not because you don't want to. It's because you can't. It's because you are so deep into delusion that you don't know who you are anymore. And so it's easy just to enjoy a label or a title. That's why preachers backslide while preaching the gospel. And so the Bible warns us that there are those that come in to spy out our liberty. Satan is constantly spying out your liberty. Now, he'll give you a whole lot of other freedoms. We are an entertainment. There are two things that drive our society today. Entertainment is one. I mean, if you just look, and many of you are not alive, so you don't understand this, and I'd have to give my wife the pulpit in order to explain it better because I don't ever have the right words. But when you grew up without something, You know what it's like to have it or not have it. You know, you could make me toast and I'd be perfectly happy. I don't need a big fancy meal. Some of y'all want to go and take pictures of your food. Oh, look, it's so pretty. You're going to eat it in 5 seconds. Who the care? I mean, what are you going to do with that photo? Are you going to go back in 5 years and say, look at that 5 years ago. Look at that meal. Oh, it was so good. We don't look at 99% of the pictures that we take. But we keep taking them. Me, we grew up very poor. Butter toast, I'm happy. I really am. My wife always gets upset at me because what would you like for eat? I don't care. Just cook something. You know, it don't matter to me. Because you know, but this younger generation does not know what it's like to be without phones and a million different video games and everything at the touch of your finger, everything. And you know what it's done? They have the liberty to pick that phone up anytime they want and dial into anything they want. And they don't realize, though, they don't have any liberty in their life. Can't communicate anymore. Can't look at people and talk anymore. Why? It's because we have learned to love freedom. We got a country that's burning. Everybody hates everybody. Blacks hate whites. Whites hate blacks. We hate all illegal immigrants. I'm not telling you that's okay. I'm just saying what's going on in our world. We can protest and burn down cities, and you got morons in Washington, D.C. that condone it. Freedom. That's what freedom has become. Patrick Henry was never seeking those things for the United States of America. They already had their freedoms, but they didn't have liberty. They were still under the rule of a foreign king. They were under the rule of foreign laws, and they desired liberty, not simply freedom. 2 Peter 2:19 says, while they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. Now let me try to help you, if I may, just for a moment. If you can't stop smoking, you are in bondage. You can hide it, you can chew bubble gum, you can spray perfume all over you, but you are still in bondage. I'm not saying that to criticize, because our world has now said, but you're free, you can do what you want, God won't judge you. And he might not judge you for a cigarette. I don't know. Talk to God about that one. But it is your body. It's a temple of the Holy Ghost. Do we forget that? Are we so free that we forget that our body belongs to the Lord according to the scripture? Or is that a verse we choose to overlook? He said, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. Be careful with the people that condone your lifestyle. But see, we've learned to hate. We have learned to despise truth speakers. And we embrace feather fluffers. Everybody wants their feathers fluffed. And if you don't fluff their feathers, you're just mean, and that's why I don't go to that church. Everybody just judges, because you won't feather, I can't even say it now. You won't fluff my feathers, and I can't live however I want to live. I can't do it. It's my life, my body. I'm free. But depression has rules our world. Anxiety rules our world. Suicide rates continue to climb, and we want to brag that we're the land of the free. I wanted to title this Land of the Free and Home of the Slave. I just didn't think it would go over too well. What's wrong with that? See, some of you, you're so soft. That shocked you. We have half of our world's in slavery and bondage. But you can get up and you can leave when you want to. You can be lazy and sit home and not work if you want to. The government, oh, here, it's okay. I'll give you a check. Let me help you out there. You poor people. And you know what I'm saying? Come on. You can go out and drink your brains out, and you can drink yourself flat drunk, puke all over the place, and then talk about what a great time you had the day before. You can sleep with a different person every night. Nobody else will know. And if they do, so what? It's my life. Who are you to tell me how to live? Freedom. This is what freedom brings you. God never desired to set people free only. He desired to set us free and then give us liberty. Because we see through Israel that freedom alone is not what we need. So, we see plenty of scripture that tells us that the adversary is coming for our liberty. And they come in many different ways with many different disguises. God warned us in Galatians 5:1 when he said, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Stand fast. Be resolute. Hold on to that. In the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. You see, we know that Jesus paid the price of sin at Calvary. But liberty does not come through Calvary. Liberty comes through the Holy Ghost. Liberty only comes through the Spirit. Now, before you get your britches in a bunch, I've got the scripture to prove what I'm saying. So liberty is not merely the freedom to do whatever we want. Liberty is freedom from the bondage of sin so that we can serve God. I believe Wednesday night I read the scripture that said that to serve, might have been Wednesday maybe, serve one another, love and serve one another. Love and serve one another. But see, that's not freedom. I don't want to go to church to serve. I want to go to church to feel good. Like watching a fireworks display or going to a ball game. And if you hit one out of the ballpark, Pastor, I'll get up and I'll cheer and I'll shout. But if you don't, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pout and I'm going to be mad. And I can't believe I paid for this ticket. I can't believe I put money in the offering. This is the land of the free. I didn't pay for this garbage. Just like we do a ball game. See, we there's no line between the church and the ball field. We treat all the same. That's why if the songs and the music's bumping, I'm up and I'm lifting my hands. But that's not worship. That's response. Worship is proactive. It's not reactive. I felt like going like five people. Amen that. And until we learn to worship through everything with anybody, it doesn't matter who's preaching. Until we learn that, we do not understand liberty. John Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Another scriptural parallel that I found to be very interesting, because the Bible tells us to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Jesus. That's not bondage. Patrick Henry said, "I'd rather die than continue to live like this." And the church needs to rise up and say, I'd rather die to the gospel and give my life for this thing than to live in the bondages of this world and of this life, to be bound by the emotions and the spirits of this world. I would rather die for the gospel than to live that way. That's exactly what the colonists did. Going back to, can you hear my, thank you. I lost my train of thought already. So, many in the church and out of the church have embraced freedom at the expense of liberty. Freedom, I can do what I want. And you can. The difference between God's kingdom and the kingdom of this life is in this life, you can be prosecuted, imprisoned, and have your life taken if you don't do what you're supposed to do. But in God's kingdom, you'll never hear a peep out of him. If you're living in sin, if you're living in immorality, if you're living in disobedience, you know what you'll hear? from time to time, whenever you decide to show up, and that might be every service, that might be once a week, once a month, who knows? But from time to time, God will send a word across the pulpit. And that word will be something like, you know, you can't, you know, for all fornicators, there's a place in the lake of fire. Just reminding you, it's your choice. You have the liberty. See, that's liberty. Liberty is true power. Liberty, you have the right to choose. Freedom is can become a delusion or an illusion. It becomes almost like a utopia. And we're living what we think we're living our best life, when in actuality, we have no joy, no peace, no prayer life. I haven't spoken in tongues since I was filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. But see, the world, now that's why the world years ago began to turn on tongues and attack it and tell you it doesn't matter and it's not necessary and everybody doesn't speak in tongues and blah, blah, blah. I could give you a Corinthians Bible study right now, but I won't. I don't have time. Freedom, I can do what I want when I want. I can live how I want. I'll decorate my house however I want. You can't tell me how to decorate my house. It's my house. It's my house. I'll spend my money wherever I want. If I want to give an offering, I'll give any offering. If I want to tithe, I'll tithe. If I don't, it's not your business. I live in a free world. And once your kids turn 18, pay attention, son. I know you're tired. I know you worked all night, and I honor you for still coming to church. But once they turn 18, they begin to experience freedom. And if they're not careful, as we all have been down that road, but one of the young girls from the daycare stayed around for the softball game on Thursday, and we got done, and she says to me, "Man, I didn't know you could run like that. Aren't you like a century old?" And I'm thinking, so anyway, what I'm saying is we were all young before too. And so we were all 18. We all remember, at least to some degree, you get that first breath of freedom. I'm my own man. My own house, and those are good things. They're not bad. But we have to be careful that we don't let freedom consume us to where we begin to do anything and everything that we can. That's why you have a prison system, and that's why you have laws. But God, we can be deceived in our own mind because God doesn't put us in prison when we first sin or at the first glimpse of wrong or whatever. No, God just lets it ride, and he'll send somebody to give you a word. He'll send a message to you to preach at you to help you turn around. That's what repentance is. It's turning. It's changing your life. It's not going in the same direction, and his judgment only comes in eternity, so we can be deceived and think we're okay because we have freedom. Freedom can become deception, but Patrick Henry and the colonists were not deceived. There were three laws that they wanted to pass, and they were all tax driven. The Boston Tea Party was just That was the tip of the iceberg. There were two others. There was the stamp tax. They wanted to send in everything that came out of England had to have a specific stamp on it. Any type of stationery, playing cards, everything, and it was all taxed because England was trying to raise more money because of the England. I think the Indian War. I think is what it was, like an 8-year war. There was another one, I can't remember the name. It was named after his title wasn't treasurer. I know the name of it, but I'll think of it. Anyway, he handled the money for England. That's all you need to know. So once they turn 18, am I okay for a minute? They begin to experience freedom. And unfortunately, many young people do so at the expense of the liberty that God has given them. They no longer use that freedom to worship God or to serve God or to give God their best. We begin First, by giving him pieces and parts and remnants and leftovers. When the Bible says we're to love him with all of our heart, he's got to be our first love, not the second, not the third. Freedom will wreck a person. You say, how? Drinking, drugs, party, run here, run there, run everywhere, spend wherever I want. Remember I told you we're a consumer-driven society. I saw a lady walk into Starbucks the other day, and listen, I've been delivered. After I got sick, I have no taste for it anymore. It's the weirdest thing in the world. I'm almost depressed because of it. I get one here and there, but literally, I just lost all my, it's just crazy. So I went there with my wife, and we were just doing some books together. We decided to go sit down and have some coffee, and I watched this lady walk in. She's got this huge, big, you know, how many of you got like 90,000 travel mugs in your house? Maybe a little exaggerative. Maybe it's not exactly 90,000. We got like 3 cupboards full. My wife has to start weeding them out over time and throwing them in the rummage sale. And she got this big giant travel mug. She walks right in, walks right up to the Starbucks green mug on the shelf for sale, and she's looking at it. And I'm thinking, what are you looking at? You got one in your hand. But you know what? We have to spend, get a little money, spend it. I need a new one. It's old. It's 4 days old. I need another one. Oh, look at this. It's prettier. Oh, I need a pretty cup because it'll taste better because it's pretty. Oh, this one's pink. My other one's green. I've hated that green since the day I got it. We are a consumer-driven society. We have to spend money. Amazon. We have to find something to buy. I wish I could get some people that would give me a little bit of honesty. You see, we have the freedom to spend whatever and buy whatever we want, but yet we've lost our liberty because there's an addiction inside of us that we cannot identify. It's called spend, need new. I have just gotten to the point this year where I'll throw socks away if they have holes in them. You think I'm joking? My wife would get so mad at me. I'd say, honey, when I was a kid, all you do is you stick a light bulb up inside the sock, get some thread, and sew the hole. That's it. It's easy. Fixed. That's what we did. That's how we grew up. I can remember one time getting new clothes for school. One time. And that one year that I did, I got a pair of $12 Voigt tennis shoes. You know what Voigt is? V-O-I-T. You remember Voigt? Thank you. I feel. And my parents got into a fight over it, over spending the money. And so I just don't like throwing clothes away. I just don't. If it was any life at all, I'll have slippers and they flop as you walk. You know what I'm talking about? And my wife has pulled a fast one a couple times. She'll take them and she'll throw them in the garbage. I've gotten mad and pulled some things out. I have resold shoes 3 and 4 times. Now, I'm almost out of that now. Why? I don't know. But freedom will wreck a person. Got to just give me a couple moments. I'm just trying to paint you a picture. Do what I want, when I want. Go to church when I want. Leave when I want. Give what I want. And how about this one? Worship how I want. Who are you to tell me how to worship? Oh, I don't ever want to tell anybody how to worship. But I do know this. If you have liberty, there's something inside of you that says, regardless of my day, regardless of what's going on, regardless how, if you have liberty, there's something inside of you wants to lift your hands. God, thank you. It's been a great week, God. It's been a horrible week, but blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not bound by the way life goes. I'm not bound by the winds and the waves of life. I'll give God praise through everything. When you have liberty, you come into the house of the Lord and you just thank God. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you that I can be here one more time. Thank you that I woke up today. Thank you, God. I could be anywhere else, but I choose to be in the house of God. That's what liberty is. Freedom says you don't have to come if you don't want to, but liberty says, but you get to. whereas you weren't able to. Whereas you once were bound by the things of this world. You see, we're the land of the free, but there is little liberty in these great United States of America. I'm free, people say, but they struggle to come to church. Do you know, people want to be in church. They do. Even those that don't come all the time, they want to be here. You know how I can prove that? Because they're here. Well, why don't they come all the time? Because they don't have liberty. Because they have freedom. And they use their freedom to choose not to. And they don't know how to exercise the liberty that God has given them. There's something in the back of their mind that says, well, God doesn't care, or God understands. God knows you got to do this. God knows that you're tired. All of these things, with freedom, he has deceived us. Remember what the scripture says? Let's go back to it. Let's go back. And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Well, I called my friend, and my friend doesn't agree with that. Oh, wonderful. Well, that's so great. I told a lady once, I said, listen, I was being serious. I said, here's what you need to do. I said, you're obsessed with your research. I said, you need to put your books away, shut your iPad off, stop Googling garbage, and pray for the next 30 to 45 days. God forbid the Lord doesn't need Google to give us answers. God forbid that he is actually capable of speaking to us if we'll just listen to him rather than a million other voices. I'll preach this till Jesus comes too. But you know what? They heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they give heed unto fables. And so what we do, we start looking for somebody to preach it how I like it. Now see, now I like that. Heard someone the other day on the radio, and I know I'm just taking this stuff too far, but I don't think you can take it too far. And he sounded very genuine and sincere, and he was just thanking God. He said, we've been looking for a church, and we finally found one. And you know me, I wish I could talk to him. I'm like, what do you mean you've been looking for a church? Did you ask God what church he wanted you at? The Bible does not tell you to look for a church. The Bible says that I will give you pastors after mine own heart. God already knows where he wants you. Why are we looking? Because we live in the land of the free, but we don't have the liberty and the Holy Ghost that we need. Looking. Where did that nonsense ever come from in America? I'm looking for a church. No, there's not one scripture that can confirm that that's acceptable. Not one scripture that tells you go look for a church. But with freedom, I'm almost done. With freedom, you know, well, you know, I kind of liked that, but, you know, I'm just not, it's too small. It's too big. It's too loud. You can't even hear them when they're singing. It's too bright. I just can't do those colors. It just messes with me. The colors just mess with me. You know, the guy in the front, he was just so big and obnoxious, and he blocked my view. And then people over, oh my God, everybody's got to yell all the time. Yeah, oh, I just can't, I have a headache from it. You know why? Watch now. Because we are a consumer society. Exactly the way I want it, or I don't want it. But liberty, I'm not sure if that was an amen or a hurry up. And so I'm free, but I struggle to come to church, even though I want to be here. There's just always something that fights me. I can't lift my hands. I know you think it's your choice, but it's not. It's the product of the freedom. That's why the Bible calls it a sacrifice of praise. Always fighting thoughts and temptations. Here I am, a child of God, but I'm fighting these thoughts, these temptations all the time. Why can't I get over this stuff, Pastor? I don't understand. It plagues my mind. But I'm free. And Satan will tell you, but you're free. You can come and go as you will. never getting where I need to be in my walk with God. My schedule controls me. I don't control my schedule. Let me say that again because that rude boy interrupted me. I'm kidding. My schedule controls me. I don't control my schedule. Well, Pastor, I wanted to be there, but we just had some things we had to do. No, you didn't. That's the product of freedom. When you control your schedule, you go with what is the priority of the day. Now, I'm not the model, but there's never, ever, 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 not once a debate in our household if we're going to church on Sunday. Not once. And have you noticed, am I okay? I know I'm just kind of talking. I'm almost done. But have you noticed that people can clear that schedule when they want to? Oh, yeah. Four responses. I didn't expect much more than that. Some of y'all, I love you. Some of y'all, you cannot get off work to be at church on Wednesday. But boy, if it's something else you want to do, you can leave early. Just like that. It's amazing how that works. It's just amazing. Oh, can't really. I'll move on. Is it okay just to be honest? 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. He is that Spirit. He is the Holy Ghost in spirit. He's that Spirit. And where the Spirit, watch this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Not freedom, but liberty. Where the Spirit of the, so that means if we need to understand, have, live within the boundaries of liberty, there's got to be a move of the Spirit. I'm going to keep taking it further for you, and I'm going to dig deep to make sure you understand. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. John was on the Isle of Patmos. John was not free to leave that island, but he was free and he had liberty. And when he had liberty, he was able to dig in and to get in tune with God. And he was able to get in the Spirit and he begins to prophesy and write this entire book of prophecy. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. The gates would be a symbol of God's kingdom. Gates, that's my boundary and the other boundary. When you walk through my gates, you're in my domain. Come on, some of you know that. All that you got cameras all over. You got 50,000 cameras in your house. I can see every move people make. How do you watch all those cameras? I'm not against cameras. I'll get somebody else offended. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts, which is relationship, with praise. So you see, if I want liberty when I come through the doors, and I'm not saying it's just church. I come in with a thankful heart, not griping, not grumbling, not complaining that God hasn't answered my prayers yet. But I come into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Now, when I do that, what happens? Liberty begins to be active in my life. It creates an atmosphere. Why? Because God inhabits the praises of his people. Now listen, God inhabits the praises. He does not inhabit our folded hands. He does not inhabit our crossed arms. He doesn't inhabit the glue that the back of our pants is stuck to our seat. He inhabits the praises. That's why some people can be getting it down and doing whatever they're doing, others over there yawning. Because God inhabits the praises. But when I enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and I begin to praise him no matter what my day consists of, no matter what's transpiring in my life, now liberty begins to show up. And then in just a few moments, I start to feel better about myself. I start to feel better about my situation. I start to feel better about my circumstance because liberty has now showed up. And liberty is not bound by anything. And spiritual strongholds can only be broken in, watch, spiritual strongholds can only be broken through the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, I'm trying to finish. How do we identify spiritual strongholds? Well, if you don't listen, that's the first problem. In the Old Testament, obedience was really the only hope that Israel had. In the New Testament, you have two things. You have obedience until God brings you to a place of liberty. That's why the New Testament's full of obeying. Obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for their soul. They may do it with joy, not grief. That's unprofitable for you. We don't like that, boy. You start to use that O word, man, you just feel people really, especially men just really begin to tighten up. I'm not obeying nobody. That's right, because you're too used to freedom. I'm not saying no, men. It's not what I'm saying. I just feel it. You feel it coming out of people. Israel had to obey and follow Moses until they got into the promised land. Sometimes obedience will save you. But watch, obedience does not operate within the parameters of freedom. I'm a free man. I'm not obeying anybody. It's my life. I'll live it however I want to live it. And so Patrick Henry spent years living under oppression. It was only when he decided that he was tired of it and he wanted liberty that he said, I'm going to do something about it. He got up and he gave this great speech. And he said, we're not going to be content with homes and jobs and Apple Play and iPhones and four-wheelers and fishing boats. He said, we're not going to be happy with all that because they give us these things to shut us up. They give us these things to appease us. The Colosseum was built specifically to give the people something to appease them that allowed Caesar to rule the way he wanted to. Because if people are distracted by fun and pleasure, they don't see what's going on. That's why politicians release bills at 2 a.m. in the morning. Or new laws. So Patrick Henry said, in essence, faith without works is dead. He said, I believe we can have more. I believe there's more. I believe there's something that we don't have. We have freedom. He said, but I want liberty. I want liberty. I don't want some principality or some power or ruler of darkness in my life. I don't want some foreign laws. I want to live off God's laws. I'm not telling you to rebel against the laws of the land. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the laws of the spiritual oppression, of spiritual darkness. He said, we want liberty. And if we're going to have liberty, he said, we might want to get ready to lose our life for it. So what is it? Stand with me if you would. Yes. Freedom says I can play a game on my phone. Liberty says I can read the Bible. Freedom says I can go to the beach on Sunday. It's 80 degrees outside. I can go get on my motorcycle. I love people that have motorcycles but they can't tithe. I love that. I love it. Yeah. We can't afford to tithe, Pastor, but we can afford to buy a motorcycle. I'm not thinking of anybody. I'm not even sure who has. Well, I know David has a motorcycle. I don't even know who else does. I don't really care, to be honest with you. As for me and my house, we're going to tithe. We're not going to make excuses. See, freedom says I don't have to tithe. But liberty says, but I'm going to. I'm going to give God what's his. Because I'm not bound by the economy of the world. I'm not driving around looking for, oh, man, it's only $3.99 over here. I'm going to drive. Oh, no. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Yeah, no, I'm not worried about it. You know why? Because I have liberty, Sister Annette. I'm not bound by the economy of this life. I live in God's economy. That's liberty. Liberty says, yeah. Now watch this. You got to hear this one. And I'm wrapping it up. Liberty says, yeah, I'm not a perfect person. Yeah, I had a bad week. And yeah, I probably did some dumb things I shouldn't have done. And yeah, it would fall within the parameter of sin. But liberty says, but I can still worship God. I can still lift my hands. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not a hypocrite. I don't want to be bound by this stuff anymore. I know I can get up and go as I want, but man, that's not good enough for me anymore. It's not good enough just to go ahead and pull my own coat, do whatever I want to do to have my own. No. I want liberty. I want to operate within the parameters of God's law. Do you know why? Because great peace have they that love thy law. I'm not a person that's vexed. I don't live with anxiety because I love God's law. I understand that it's there to give me liberty. But freedom says 55, I can do 85, I'll be all right. That's freedom. Liberty says, I think I'll do 55 just in case a deer runs out in front of me. Freedom says, well, I'm too tired to pray. But liberty says, I'm not going to let myself be too tired to pray. That's liberty. You know why? Because I know when I cry out unto the Lord, I understand that He will show up. I understand that He hears me. I understand that the righteous are not forsaken and His seed is not begging for bread. I'm not going to complain about how much food is in the... I'm not going to let freedom take my life and take my thinking and lead me to believe that you could have this if you don't go to church, and you could have that. If you didn't pay your tithes, you'd have that. And if you didn't give to that church building fund, you'd be able to buy this. Now, that might be freedom, but that's not liberty. Liberty says, I can do it and God will, and I feel good about it, and I can have joy because of it, because I know I'm a part of something that's bigger than me. Come on, somebody. Patrick Henry did not ask for freedom. He said, give me liberty or give me death. We need to learn to seek liberty in the Holy Ghost more than we ever have before. We've got to start praising God through our fatigue and praising God through our sickness sometimes and praising God through our bad week or our bad month or our bad year, because that's what liberty does. Liberty does not hold you hostage. But freedom... I'll give you one more. These villages that are running these cameras, not just cameras, Village of North Kingsville, I got you in public now, sons. You get a ticket up there because they have a mayor's court. I didn't get a ticket. Somebody very dear to me did. And they said, all right, the ticket's $170. That pay you fine. They pay you fine. Oh, by the way, if you don't want no points, pay another $100. We won't send the points into Columbus. Extortion. I said it out loud. That's extortion. Now I got to remember why I was saying that. I don't know. Sorry. That wasn't even on my mind, but it's out there now. I just wish that I could get a church right now that would lift their hands and cry out to God. And as we begin to praise Him, and He inhabits those praises, liberty. I showed you so many scriptures today. There are so many more. Talk about liberty, 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 liberty. God told Jeremiah to proclaim liberty to the people. He said, proclaim liberty. He said, you are going to have liberty in the Lord. You're not going to be bound by your failures, bound by your past, or bound by your mistakes. See, freedom, you can be bound by those things and still go find something to buy to make yourself feel better. But liberty says, no, you don't need to spend any money to make yourself feel better. All you got to do is learn to lift your hands and call out to the Lord, and you'll begin to feel His presence, because God's love knows no boundaries. God's love is not isolated just for those who are living a perfect life, but He desires a greater and deeper relationship with us. He desires to do more for us and set us free from this world, but He desires to teach us to walk in liberty and newness of life. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Do you know how to know if it's the Lord or not? Because you're not bound by those things anymore, and freedom does not become an illusion. Lord, give us liberty in this house, I pray this morning. Give us liberty in this house this morning, Jesus. Liberty in the Holy Ghost. Liberty in the Spirit of God, that we might be able to know you more. Lord, that we might be able to escape the confines, oh God, of our failures, of our sin, of our mistakes. Liberty gives us the ability of repentance. Freedom gives us the ability to seek it, but liberty is that thing that we desire, the setting free of the mind. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be liberty in the spirit right now in this place. Come on, would you lift your hands and would you lift your voices? It cannot come through one person. Patrick Henry said, I'm not going to wait for somebody else to step up. I will lead the charge. I will speak up. I'll be a part of this. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody. Lord, give us liberty of God in this place. I don't want to just show up, but I feel so weighted down that I can't worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy of my soul. I pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy of my soul.
Oh, yes, you are. Years ago, someone told me, they said, why don't you start a church in South Carolina, Rev, I'll follow you. Well, they wouldn't have followed me anyway, but I said, no, it can't. Why can't you? Because that's not where God wants me. Well, you can go. Yeah, I had the freedom to go if I wanted to, but that's not where God wanted me, and I wouldn't have God's peace. I wouldn't have any of those things. I wouldn't have his blessing. I wouldn't have his covering. No, I'd rather exercise my liberty in the Holy Ghost. I'd rather stay where God has me and let God prosper me there. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can change zip codes anytime you want, but you're not going to have what God wants to give you. Liberty comes through our trust and our obedience of the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to sing till my heart starts changing. Oh, I'm gonna worship till I mean every word. 'Cause the way I feel and the fear I'm facing doesn't change who you are or what you deserve. I give you my worship. You still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I pour out your praises and blessing and breaking. You're worthy.
Come on, everybody has freedom to worship God, but not everybody has liberty to worship God. Come on, give me liberty, Lord, or give me death. I would rather not live without you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to feel good about my relationship.
You're worthy of my soul. I pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy of my soul.
Yes, you are, Jesus. Oh, you're worthy of my soul.
I'm gonna live like my King is risen. Gonna preach to my soul that you've already won. And even though I can't see it, I'm gonna keep believing that every promise you made is as good as done. I give you my worship. 'cause you still deserve it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. I pour out your praises in blessing and breaking. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of my song. You're worthy. You're worthy. And Jesus, you're worthy of my song. You're worthy. You're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy of my song. You're worthy. You're worthy. And Jesus, you're worthy of my song. You're worthy. You're worthy. When I sat by that hospital bed, you were worthy. When she could barely lift her head, you were worthy. And after all those tears,
listen, young people, you were or single, worthy. you have the freedom to date whoever you want. You can date anybody you want, but liberty says, but I will not date anybody that I want to. I had a rule in my life when I dated. If she's not in church, I'm not talking to her. Now, I'm not talking to any one person, but the days of, well, I'm going to get him in church, that garbage got to end. I read the scripture to you. That teacher comes in and wants to steal your liberty with falsehoods and lies. It's not worth the gamble. It's not worth the risk. And if you're in this church today and you're dating, you need to be praying with each other and for each other. Pray for your relationship. Pray for each other. Pray, pray. Don't let the liar of this life, Satan himself, deceive you into thinking you will be okay, because Satan wants to steal your liberty. The same applies to any place in life, any place. We have the freedom to live however we want, but look, put that title screen back up there. Just a brief example of what freedom has done to our world. And I'm not suggesting that we don't want to be free, but freedom should have limitations, and it doesn't. What do I mean by that? Well, that's why you have laws. Freedom doesn't let you murder, does it? I don't think anybody wants freedom to let you steal. At least my stuff. If you don't care, I'll send them down to your house. Give me your address. Say, go over there. They got four-wheelers outside. Man, they got a nice gas grill, Blackstone. As nothing's tied down, take whatever you want, but don't come to my house. Freedom. But I exercise liberty, because with liberty, my Holy Ghost says, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I'm worried about our kids. Several of them aren't here today. You know why? I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because they're dating people out of church. Gone all these years. Now they're dating people out of church. It's destroying them, because Satan has sent in a secret, covert lie. Says, oh, it'd be all right. It'd be all right. Don't worry about it. Same thing with every other aspect of your life. You can't control everything. Freedom will tell you, just go ahead and do it. But liberty says, nope, I would rather not be bound by that decision. I'd rather trust God first. Lord, I need you to help us this morning. Father, help us to understand deeper. God, help us to see that freedom is a cherished thing, but freedom can cause so much self-harm and self-destruction. Lord, freedom has wrecked families. Freedom just to walk away from your spouse. Freedom to walk away from your children. Freedom to become an alcoholic and wreck your family and their lives. I would dare even say this morning, freedom to work your life to death, to where you neglect your family. Freedom. Don't let liberty or freedom come at the expense of liberty in the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost begins to move, he'll put you in check. He'll put you in that check. He'll say, do not go there. Do not talk to them. Do not do this. It can lead you down the wrong path. Brother Tyler, would you sing for us one more time? Lord, we need you this morning. We need you, Jesus, in this house. We need you, Jesus, in this house, oh God. Lord, we need you in our lives. Hallelujah, 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 glory.
Oh, I will sing. I will sing unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will sing unto the Lord and bless his holy name. I will sing unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will sing unto the Lord and bless his holy name. For you are holy. You are righteous, you are magnificent, you are victorious, you are mighty, you are omnipotent, there is none that can compare. I come to bless your name. Sing unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will sing unto the Lord and bless his holy name. I will sing unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will sing unto the Lord and bless his holy name. Oh, you are holy. You are righteous, you are magnificent, you are victorious, you are mighty, you are omnipotent, there is none that can compare. I come to bless your name.
Yes, you are
holy, you are righteous, you are magnificent, you are victorious, you are mighty, you are omnipotent. There is none that can compare. I've come to bless your name.
We bless his name.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Let everybody come in. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name, let everybody come in. Bless his name, bless his name, bless his name, let everybody come in. Bless his name, bless his name, bless his name, let everybody come in. Bless his name,
we bless,
bless his name. You are magnificent, you are victorious, you are mighty, you are omnipotent, there is none that can compare. I come to bless your name.
You are holy,
you are holy, you are righteous, you are magnificent, you are victorious, you are mighty, you are omnipotent. There is none that can compare. I've come to bless your name.
Oh God, we give you all the praise.
His name. Let everybody come in. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Let everybody come in. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Let everybody come in. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Let everybody come in. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name.
Dismiss in Jesus' name.